And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
Churches and other places of worship are in line to open for private prayer from June the 15th, the government has announced. Individuals are expected to be able to reflect and pray while adhering to social distancing rules, but worship groups, weddings and other services will still not be permitted. Downing Street said the changes would only be made if the government's five tests for easing lockdown are met. Places of worship come under step 3 of the government's roadmap to lift restrictions and are not due to fully reopen until at least July the 4th. Ministers have been warned that worshippers felt disappointment and hurt at not being able to visit places of worship, despite some shops being reopened. A government task force with faith leaders was launched last month to develop a plan to enable the phased and safe reopening of religious buildings. The Church of England closed all of its buildings on March the 24th, meaning funerals could only take place at crematoriums or at the graveside. Clergy were encouraged to live stream worship from their own homes. Community Secretary Robert Jenrick said, "Ensuring places of worship can open again, beginning with private prayer by individuals, has been my priority. Their contribution to the common good of our country is clear as places of solace, comfort, stability and dignity, and the need for them is all the greater as we weather the uncertainties of the pandemic. I'm pleased the Prime Minister has announced that this is expected to happen from June the 15th. As Community Secretary, I have worked with faith leaders and representatives to prepare guidance that ensures this can be done safely. People of all faiths have shown enormous patience and forbearance, unable to mark Easter, Passover, Ramadan with friends and family in the traditional way. As we control the virus, we are now able to move forwards with a limited but important return to houses of worship." A number 10 spokesman added, "The Prime Minister recognises how important it is at this unprecedented time for people to have the space to reflect and pray, to connect with their faith and to be able to mourn for their loved ones. The PM is so grateful to people of all faiths and none who have followed the social distancing guidelines and in doing so protected their communities. We plan to open up places of worship for individual prayer in a safe, COVID-secure way that does not risk further transmission." The Bishop of London, Dame Sarah Mullaly, who chairs the Church of England's Recovery Group, welcomed the government's announcement that church buildings can open for private individual prayer. She said, "This is the start of the journey for church buildings to open up safely in line with government advice, and we look forward to their detailed guidance on enabling this first step to happen." Cardinal Vincent Nicholls, the President of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales, expressed gratitude for the great blessing of churches reopening. He added, "This first step enables us to learn and prepare for those that will take us to a fuller use of our churches for the celebration of Mass and other sacraments." Arun Khan, Secretary General of the Muslim Council of Britain, the MCB, said the announcement was positive, but added it lacks clarity for mosque leaders on how to implement the regulations for their congregations. He said, "Mosques are provisioned primarily for congregational worship, so there is currently significant uncertainty and concern from mosque leaders on how the new regulations can actually be implemented. MCB has been consulting and engaging closely with hundreds of mosques and dozens of regional and national Muslim associations in the past few weeks on this topic, and it's clear that Muslim communities have been proactively planning and thinking about the challenges faced in reopening mosques ahead of official UK government guidelines to confirm their plans. We urge the government to give clear and unambiguous guidance so that mosque trustees, staff, volunteers and others with leadership responsibilities have the clarity they need to plan effectively to ensure the safety and well-being of everyone. Vicars are offering to maintain a register of worshippers who enter their church buildings to help persuade ministers to allow them to reopen safely as the lockdown eases," new plans have revealed. Fonts and holy water stoops will be emptied and hand sanitizer stations set up at entrances and exits to allow the Church of England premises to allow parishioners to pray in the pews under the plans. Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister, has committed not to allow places of worship to open until July the 4th at the earliest. New government guidelines on the easing of the lockdown on Monday made clear that it is still not possible to pray in a church, mosque, synagogue, temple or other place of worship. a Church of England risk assessment titled Towards Reopening Church Buildings, COVID-19 Risk Assessment Checklist for Parish Churches, sets out how places of worship will have to change in a post-coronavirus world. The 7-page advice states that clergy must also prepare a suitable form to record contact details of people entering the building as part of a new COVID-19 secure routine. The assessment recommends that vicars ensure that holy water stoups and the font are empty and water systems are flushed through before use to limit the possible spread of the virus. Vicars must also ensure that they have hand sanitizer available for people to use on entry and exit of the church building. Clergy must also confirm who is responsible for removing potentially contaminated waste, e.g. hand towels, from the site. Other unpublished guidance for weddings, which is being circulated among Church of England clergy this week, recommends that different pens are used when members of families sign a church's marriage register. The unpublished guidance on private prayer asks parishioners to email prayer requests to the clergy rather than the more conventional approach of writing the requests on cards and putting them on a notice board. Vicars are also advised not to use disposable lighters to ignite church candles, while children's toys and books should also be put away and pews roped off to keep worshippers in the same place to make cleaning easier. Rector Marcus Walker from St Bartholomew the Great, London's oldest parish church, said he expected churches to be only open for private prayer rather than full services for months. He was planning 2-metre marks on the church's floor with a walkway around the nave, adding that the best way of describing it would be like a motorway with off-ramps. Reverend Walker added, "We'll also have prayer stations around the church so that people can veer off the main walk-around for private prayer and have them clearly marked out." The big Catholic church is looking at one in, one out system to allow for private prayer, a big clean at the end of each day from June the 15th, subject to government permission. In synagogues, Jewish leaders are considering asking parishioners to bring their own prayer books, while Sikhs are making plans for regular cleaning of gurdwaras. The head of the Catholic Church in England and Wales has called on the government to reopen churches in order to prevent a culture of individualism from flourishing. Cardinal Vincent Nicholls, the Archbishop of Westminster, made the comments after Robert Jenrick, the Community Secretary, defended the government's decision to keep churches closed and suggested that singing hymns could spread coronavirus. Speaking at Sunday's Downing Street briefing, Mr. Jenrick said, "Hymn singing can lead to exhalation, which can create particular problems." But writing in the Telegraph on Monday, Cardinal Nicholls praised some of the positives that have come out of the pandemic, including a greater sense of community and selflessness, and urged the government to nurture the roots of religion and ensure it is in a healthy state by opening churches safely. He wrote, "So the question arises, how can these emerging strengths be made more permanent and become features of the new normal? The simple answer is this, only if they have deep roots and an environment in which to flourish. Without roots which are nurtured and healthy, these qualities will disappear and we will revert to the old normal, in which priority is given to the individual, in which any notion of an underlying intrinsic order is dismissed in favour of freedom, in which dependence is abhorred, in which the giant enterprises of governance and enterprise pay scant attention to the local. That is why our churches must be opened, so that these wellsprings of our common good may play their part in the reshaping of our new normal. The earliest date in which places of worship could be opened is July the 4th, if the country moves from step 4 to step 3 on the government's 5-point scale. However, even then, religious institutions will need to implement special measures in order to ensure social distancing." And finally, a rich man went up to Pastor Jamie and said, "I want you and your wife to take a 3-month trip to the Holy Land at my expense. When you come back, I'll have a surprise for you." Pastor Jamie accepted the offer, and he and his wife went off to the Middle East. 3 months later, they returned home and were met by the wealthy parishioner, who told them while they were gone, they had had a new church built. "It's the finest building money can buy, Pastor," said the man. No expense was spared. And he was right. It was a magnificent edifice, both inside and out. But there was one striking difference. There was only one pew, and it was at the very back. "Wonderful! Marvellous! But a church with only one pew?" asked Jamie. You just wait until the grand reopening on Sunday, the rich man said. When the time came for the Sunday service, the early arrivals entered the church, filed onto the one pew, and sat down. When the pew was full, a switch clicked silently, a circuit closed, some gears meshed, a belt moved, and automatically the rear pew began to move forward. When it reached the front of the church, it came to a stop. At the same time, another empty pew came up from below at the back, and more people sat down. And so it continued, pews filling and moving forwards, until finally the church was full from front to back. Wonderful, said Jamie. Marvellous. The service began, and Jamie started to preach his sermon. He launched into his text, and when 12 o'clock came, he was still going strong, with no end in sight. Suddenly, a bell rang, and a trapdoor in the floor behind the pulpit dropped open, and Jamie disappeared. Wonderful, said the congregation. Marvellous.
My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.